High-ranking German officers caught planning attack on key Russian bridge. By Mike Walsh. Apart from being a superb war strategist, one wonders if Napoleon Bonaparte was also a prophet. When the Corsican-born warlord remarked, "Never interrupt your enemy when he is making a mistake," he must surely have foreseen today's German government and its military commanders headed by Lieutenant General Ingo Gerhards at their ill-fated best. It has been discovered that top-ranking German officers conspired to use Taurus missiles to attack the CRI Maya Bridge, the largest bridge in continental Europe. More embarrassing, the tête-à-tête discussed ways and means to obscure German responsibility for the outrage. There are no ifs or buts. Germany's highest-ranking officers were caught red-handed planning an act of war against the Russian Federation. Even allowing for Putin's conciliatory attitude and willingness to turn the other cheek, such an attack could likely lead to a nuclear conflict between Russia and North Atlantic Treaty Organization, NATO, nations. The faux pas was compounded by the general's debate being conducted over an easily eavesdropped, non-encrypted Singapore hotel's telephone connection. The Russian side recorded the conversation which, among much else, revealed the identities of the luckless perpetrators. The entire 38-minute recording was then live-streamed over Russian media. Just 3 days later, the German Minister of Defense Boris Pistorius in a "For Your Eyes Only" email to journalists provided clarification that could only be opened by the password 1234. Naturally, the wiretapping scandal and the password howler immediately became a propaganda triumph for Moscow. Moreover, the gaffe was preceded by another mortifying incident, this time in the Red Sea. A German frigate almost shot down an American drone. It failed only because two of the warship's interceptor missiles missed their target. Clearly, with allies like Germany, Washington doesn't need enemies. White House spokesman John Kirby was outraged but could only concede that the disclosure plays right into Russian hands. Former U.S. Marine Corps intelligence officer and independent military analyst Scott Ritter says it raises the question, who's truly in charge in Germany, the military or the civilian government? The Berlin regime explicitly said that Germany will not provide Kyiv with Taurus missiles, each with a range that threatens Moscow and beyond. Not to be overlooked is that launching Taurus missiles would unquestionably involve the hands-on expertise of on-site German officers. It is the government that bears full responsibility for provoking a NATO-Russian war. The eavesdropped telephone conversation revealed that the initiative to supply Kyiv with the missiles and their intended purpose had been agreed upon by the German Minister of Defense. This constitutes a gross violation of everything NATO claims to stand for. During the hacked exchange, Gerhards, the head of the German Air Force, in no uncertain terms tells his military aides, "We are now fighting a war that uses much more modern technology than our good old Luftwaffe." Gerhards goes on to disclose that the American, British, and French militaries are deeply involved in the logistics and planning of attacks by the Ukrainian forces. "We know from many other sources that NATO personnel are involved on the ground in Ukraine. American HIMARS and Patriot missile systems, British Storm Shadow and French Scalp cruise missiles are operated by NATO's military specialists." One can only guess at Barak room conversation during the ongoing NATO exercises that are currently taking place in northwestern Europe. Anxiety and misgivings about their wretched leadership do little to boost military morale. Thanks to polls, we don't have to guess at huge public disquiet. Recent opinion polls in Germany and Poland suggest that at least two-thirds of the male population of conscription age will not defend their country in the event of a military conflict with Russia, and will try to flee abroad as soon as possible. Going from this, it is reasonable to assume that a lack of enthusiasm for taking on Russia is widespread throughout Europe. Several Central European countries, including Poland and Hungary, unequivocally state that there is no possibility of their troops becoming involved in a war with Russia. Only two tiny Baltic states, with a total population smaller than many Western cities, favor boots on the ground. Nor is there a likelihood of NATO member Turkey becoming tangled in a war with its Russian neighbor. With an army consisting of 461,000 troops, Turkey's military is, in size, second only to that of the United States. The European Union should form its army to avoid depending on the whims of US leaders like Donald Trump, Czech MEP and academic Mikuláš Peska argued, in response to the criticism of the former president, who has said that European NATO members skimp on defense spending. But what of the preparedness of troops serving in NATO's much smaller European contingents? European troops within the NATO structure display limited combat capability. German generals are even more incompetent, says German political analyst and independent journalist Dr. Gregor Spitzen. There is serious doubt that individual European armed forces will be able to become a real defense force for the peoples of Europe. Rather, they are a freeloading unnecessary burden that can only eat up taxpayers' money in peacetime. Discussions about some kinds of European armies are therefore theoretical. The EU has neither free money nor motivated soldiers, nor a functioning defense industry, nor even capable generals to create such a force. Michael Walsh is a Liverpool-born Irish author and award-winning journalist. The son of a man who was an associate of Ernest Hemingway, contact Walsh at keyboardcosmetics@gmail.com.